Tampa Bay's morning crew. Always giving you feel-good stories in the morning. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's JR and Melanie at 995 QIK. All right, so I would normally share this feel-good story, but I know Kevin's going to be way more pumped up about it than I am.
Yes,
Kevin,
I am.
Tell me what's going on.
All right, well, the baseball's been on hold. Everything's been on hold. But we're missing baseball because this whole thing happened right in the middle of spring training, about 2 weeks before the start of the regular season. We're missing baseball, but the Tampa Bay Rays players are going to be allowed to be back at the Trop starting on Monday.
For practices?
It's limited.
Okay.
So it's going to be like just playing catch, running, and exercising. So no pitching off the mound, no batting practice yet, but they said that could come in the next few weeks.
I love it.
So it's something, right? It's the first thing since March 17th that the Rays have done as a team.
Right.
So this is good news. So only players on the 40-man roster are invited, obviously only in small groups. Can they work out together? Coaches and trainers will be there, but interaction will be limited, and obviously the social distancing will be in effect. But listen, it's good, positive news about baseball.
You know, earlier
this week, we had their rollout, how they were going to handle things. Maybe right. By July 4th, maybe we'll get back to playing. I'm hopeful. I mean, this is a step in the right direction.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm excited. You love baseball, too. I mean, we're all missing it.
We're missing anything sports-wise.
And they have a great team. They made the playoffs last year, took the Astros to the edge. I mean, you know? They have a good team.
It's like when they've been showing all these classic games, which are great, but it's also depressing. It's like
it is depressing.
All right, I know what happens at the end of this, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting because you think to yourself, okay, well, they can, if it's just going to be a limited amount of people,
yep,
they can make sure that they're okay. They can make sure that they've been tested and all that.
Right.
But then you made a great point last week when you said, well, when they're outside the Trop and they're around their families or exposed to other people, that's when they can get in trouble.
It can be tough, yeah.
But, you know, if we got to just keep the testing going and we got to take temperatures all the way in, I think that's better.
Yep, I
agree. Let's find it. Let's find a way.
Need some of my sports pack, especially baseball. Boy, I miss it.
That's a feel-good story right there. I love it. All right, appreciate you, Kev.
Yep.
Coming up, Morning Motivation on 995 QYK. It's 10 minutes away. Here's Sarah Evans.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's time for your 7:15 second date update.
We have Alexa. She emailed us. She went on her first date with a guy that she met on Instagram. I guess they've been talking for a while now. They met up in person. She thought everything, of course, went amazing.
Met on Instagram.
Yeah.
Slid into the DMs.
Absolutely. I don't know who slid into whose DMs, but apparently somebody liked the sliding because now they've been talking for a while.
All right.
And they decided to go on a date. Yeah. But unfortunately, she hasn't heard back from Rob.
Okay.
Since the date. So now she wants to know what gives. What happened?
All right. We got her on the phone right now. Good morning, Alexa. How are you?
Hey, morning, guys. I'm good.
Well, listen, we want to try to make your day a little bit better today. So tell us about this guy, Rob. We heard you guys met through Instagram. Who reached out to who?
We had some mutual friends on Instagram. We saw each other, like, tagged in pictures. I think I sent him the first message. I thought he was, like, really cute. And, you know, he knows some friends of mine who are, like, good, decent people. So reached out. We started messaging. And, like, we really hit it off. He was fun. We had a lot of the same interests. And, you know, we didn't meet in person for, like, a couple months. So it's not like we, you know, hooked up immediately. Like, we, you know, we thought about this. We got to know each other through messaging. So we went to sushi, which was a lot of fun. You know, we had this cute little rapport already. He was very sweet. We really hit it off. And we left. And then, you know, I texted him the next day and, you know, DMing him. I haven't heard back.
Oh, he's not even DMing you back. Okay.
Wow, then you can see when DMs are read, right?
Oh, yeah. Does he have his read receipts on? Can you see if he saw the messages?
He doesn't. So,
okay.
Which is weird.
He's a pro. Got it.
You can do that on Instagram?
You can turn him off. Yes.
Yeah. Gosh,
man, come on, JR. How are you single right now?
Well, you just found out. All right, trying to help out Alexa this morning in the 7:15 second date update. She has not heard back from her date, Rob. They met on Instagram. She's been trying to reach out since their date and nothing. So we will try to call Rob right now and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Rob?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
This is JR and Melanie from QIK. How are you?
What?
I know.
The radio station?
Yeah, the radio station. That's us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's not impressed.
Do you like country music?
Yeah. No, I like country music. Yeah.
Listen, man, I want to see if we could talk to you for a second, Rob, actually on the air. Is that okay if we talk to you on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It'll be quick.
Yeah, I'll try our best. Be quick as possible. We wanted to actually ask you about a date you recently went on. We know you met this girl, Alexa, through Instagram, and I guess you guys went for sushi. And since the date, she's been a little confused on why she hasn't heard from you, and I guess she's reached out and nothing.
You call me about the date I went on?
Yeah, we wanted to just see why there wasn't a follow-up date with Alexa. I guess she's been reaching out to you and hasn't heard anything back.
Oh, yeah, she's a little nutty.
Okay, when you say nutty,
do you want to elaborate?
So we met, or we talked a lot on Instagram. We had some mutual friends that were tagged in something. I saw her, she was cute. So, we talked for a few months and we decided to go on a date. So, like I said, we went to Yumi at sushi. It was fine. We had a nice time. She's a very nice person, but she left and went to the bathroom for like 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and she texted me while she was like, I guess, waiting in line in the bathroom or something, like, miss you already. And that was just, like, a total turnoff to me. So that's why I haven't gotten back to her, because I don't want to start early. I mean, she literally went to the bathroom and texted me, like, hey, I'm coming right back, miss you. And I was like, what? It's just odd.
You don't think she was just trying to be cute?
It's just weird. I mean, she walked away for 2 minutes. Like, she wasn't gone for an hour. Like,
kind of like a stage 5 clinger situation.
Say, you kind of got that clingy feel.
Yeah, it just struck me like that. I was like, what? Forget this. I was like, this is nuts.
Well, Rob, I'll tell you this. Alexa sounds very, very sweet. We actually talked to her, and we actually have her on the phone right now. So, I don't know. Maybe this is a little bit of a...
Nice, yeah.
So. She seems like a little bit of a miscommunication. Maybe she just came out a little strong. I want to bring her back on. Alexa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alexa, you heard what Rob had to say. Do you want to respond?
Yeah. We've been texting so long. I thought it was like a fun, like cute little, like, I thought it was being fun and funny.
Yeah, we were texting when we were in different towns. We're in the same building and you're texting me, hey, I'm going to be a few minutes, miss you already. It's a little weird.
I told you to think that, like, I was like having a bathroom episode, okay? I just was like trying to be fun and like, that is such a weird response to getting a text.
You know, Rob, this is not, I mean, we hear about these dates and we hear a lot of crazy things that happen, and this is definitely not the craziest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah.
I know it might be a little out of the norm, but, I mean, is this a deal breaker for you, though? I mean, come on, she's just being sweet.
I'm pretty, like, I'd like my space. I'm pretty, like,
independent.
I like my routine.
Yeah, your space, like 15
like,
feet.
Single.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's certain things, like, I'm not looking to start some long-term relationship with someone that's, like you said, like a slinger. So I'm just, it kind of turned me off.
Yeah. Rob, what about giving her another chance, man? Maybe she just erred on the side of being a little bit.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Things start off well when they start like this, so I'm good. I'm great.
Wait a second, Rob. Alexa, what was that?
I don't think I want a second if this is like who Rob really is.
You I'm
good with that.
Okay, well, you guys have finally agreed on something, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for answering the phone this morning, man. I wish you a great day. Alexa, thanks for reaching out. I'm glad we got some answers for you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Rob's a little sensitive, I think. You can hear that later if you missed it at 995QIK.com. Here's Zach Brown. Kevin, you ever witness something and it kind of takes you a second to process it because it's like, this can't really be happening right now?
Of course.
All right, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. So I was at Caddy's and Treasure Island yesterday, and I was sitting there. I had PD. Obviously, can't take him in.
Right.
So we're just kind of hanging out. And I always like to go over there to check out the scene as far as like how many people are at the beach and,
you know,
and a lot of the sheriffs are over there. So I talked to them a little bit. And I kind of look over and there's a girl standing next to the bar, and they have like little partitions now, you know, to keep it so it's not lines, you know,
smart
away. She kind of like looks into the air. I just kind of catch a glimpse of her, and I'm looking at her. She's about probably 10 feet from me, and she looks in the air, and her eyes start to roll back in her head.
Uh-oh.
And just falls down into the partition, sitting there.
Almost like
she got knocked out by somebody.
Oh.
Just boom. And I was waiting for her to, when she hit the ground, to kind of be like, like, you know, startled.
Yeah.
But no, she was just completely limp, and her eyes never really kind of came back around at first. And I looked at the hostess, you know, and I'm like, hey, you need to tell somebody about that. And the sheriff was next to me. I go, hey, do you guys see this? And everybody kind of saw it, like, at the same time. And it was scary, dude.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, am I really seeing what I'm seeing right now?
Right.
So she, you saw her kind of, like, her eyes kind of, she kind of came to, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to get up. And everybody's like, no, 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 don't get up.
Right, exactly.
Like, hang out for a second. Let's put, a wet washcloth on you and whatnot. And so there were some people there, and obviously the sheriffs and whatnot were helping out. And they called the EMTs, but I just sat there and went, oh, my gosh, I totally froze in that situation.
Absolutely. Oh, I get it. Yeah, because you don't know what to do, because you're like, I'm seeing this, but is this really happening?
Right.
It's like one, you know, for me, it reminded me of the time where you, it's like witnessing an accident happen. You're
right.
Like, oh, my God. Like, and then you're stunned, and you're like, okay, well, we got to call 911. This is a bad, you know what I mean? But then everyone else has their phones out already calling. And then it's just like, what do you do? You're not involved, but you're, it was, I was sitting at a red light, and it's just like, it was like that moment for you.
Yeah.
For me, at the same time, it's just like, you can't believe what's happening. You're like, this looks awful.
Yeah, it's insane. And it was like really scary. And, you know, she eventually got up and.
Well, that's
whatever.
Great.
But, you know, it's something to think about. You know, everybody's getting back to the beach, and everybody, it was hot yesterday. And, you know, you maybe overindulge a little bit or whatever, and you're not hydrating. And, you know, it seems like a simple thing. And it just hits you. I was talking to another guy there. He goes, man, that's happened to me. And I wasn't even drinking. I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it just hits you.
It was warm yesterday.
It
so
was
maybe
wicked.
It was just like it just something came over her.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, at least she's all right. But that's scary.
It was weird. And then, you know, your wife being a nurse, obviously she knows what to do in those situations. But if she's not in the hospital, how does she react to that type of thing? Is she someone, have you seen this happen, first of all?
Going back to the accident we witnessed, she was in the car with me. And she, even though everyone else had their phones calling 911, she still got through. She was like, I was like, you can hang up. Everyone else is calling. Like, the guy had stumbled out of the car. He was hurt or whatever, but there were people there already.
Right.
So I was like, you can hang up. Don't worry. No, she's like, I'm calling. And then if we weren't in a position where she couldn't get out of the car at the current moment, we just weren't in a, she would have done it if she was available.
Would have got an assistant or whatever.
Absolutely. She was like, she stepped into that mode.
Yeah, man. That's you always say, oh, that's what I would do in that moment. And then when you're in that moment, you go, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad she's okay. It was a crazy scene.
No,
and it just
kidding.
Got me thinking, like, man, in that moment, how I would react. I thought I knew how I would, and I just froze. But again, I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah.
On a happier note, this guy is actually called the Happiness Guy. Have you heard about this guy yet, Kevin?
I have not.
All right, I'm going to tell you about him. It's a feel-good story. It's after this. 99.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let me tell you about the Happiness Guy here in St. Petersburg.
All right. First of all, I love the name.
Yes.
The Happiness Guy.
How could you not be happy, right?
That's right.
Here's a feel-good story right here, 99.5 QYK. 74-year-old Gary King likes to climb up on a milk crate and put signs, metal signs up, with positive sayings on them or positive words
love
on
it.
Them.
Love it.
I'm guessing he stands on a milk crate because he's a little bit short.
Okay.
But that's okay.
That's
minor
fine.
Minor detail.
Yes.
And if you're going to hammer up a sign, you might as well have it high enough.
That's right.
So he's been putting up things like happiness. Simple as that. He's put up 81 signs around St. Petersburg. Now, this all started because he was trying to spread positivity to help his own PTSD, which he has struggled with his whole life.
I gotcha.
But now during the coronavirus, he goes, you know, other people could see this. Other people can benefit from this. And so he's done 81 signs all over St. Petersburg just to kind of give an uplifting spirit to what everybody's going through right now.
That is fantastic.
And that's why he's called the Happiness Guy.
And that is an absolutely appropriate title for him.
So, Gary King, way to go. You can see some of these, like, along Beach Drive downtown and some other areas in St. Pete. So take a look for him. He actually travels the world speaking about positive thought. He wrote a book. I'll give him a little plug right here. The Happiness Formula, The Ultimate Life Makeover.
Nice.
You know, that's kind of one of those things, like when you struggle with something like PTSD,
yeah,
you're kind of making it into a positive. You're a testimony for somebody else.
The Happiness Guy's doing that.
Look for the Happiness Guy. Look for his signs. And if you see him hammering up a sign, just tell him thanks.
Yes.
Here's a feel-good story right there. 995-QYK. Here's Blake Shelton, Austin.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Keith Urban has added doctor to his resume after his wife, Nicole Kidman, was injured during her daily run.
She broke her ankle, so there's not been a whole lot of dancing going on at the house. About 5 weeks ago, she was running around the neighborhood, as she does, and just didn't see a pothole and rolled her ankle and got a small break in her ankle, and so she's been relegated to the boot.
Oh, have you ever rolled your ankle?
Yes, it's the worst.
Your whole leg goes numb, it feels like, but she's got a break, too.
Oh, stepping in a pothole.
And she's tiny, so I'm like, ugh. All right, don't even want to think about that.
No.
Thank God there's not video. But she's going to be resting, and Keith Urban actually said she handled it a whole lot better than I would. Well, with Memorial Day weekend coming up, country artists have been sharing their appreciation for our military. Brantley Gilbert talked about how our servicemen and women motivate him.
When you spend time around these guys and girls who have families and kids just like I do, who's spent 11, 12 months at a time away from their families, and I mean, how could that not change the way you look at everything, make you appreciate the little moments that I do have with my son and my daughter and my wife, and it motivates me to keep them even closer than normal.
Perspective from him right there. And of course, remember what this weekend is all about, Memorial Day weekend. And finally, Scotty McCreary is going to join me on the 995 QYK Instagram today at 12:30. So that should be fun.
That's awesome.
What should I ask him? Anything?
Does he ever get compared to Josh Turner?
Oh, well, he did audition with that song, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
For American Idol.
Because they sound a lot alike.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah. But he kind of set himself up for that, too.
He kind of did.
All right, so take some time during lunch today, 12:30. We'll do a little Q&A with Scotty McCreary on the 995QYK Instagram page. That is your Music Minute. Coming up, are Eric Church and Blake Shelton fighting over the same girl? No, it's not Gwen Stefani. We'll do three songs right now, and I will break it down for you. Well, somebody called the cops on Blake Shelton because this woman in Mooresburg, Tennessee said he was trying to kill her.
Oh, really?
995 QYK, yes. She said, the country star is trying to kill me. I see a man in the woods with a knife. She also said that her and Eric Church are dating.
Oh, really?
And Dolly Parton was flying in to see her.
Interesting.
And Blake Shelton's trying to ruin the whole thing.
I guess so.
In the woods with a knife.
Yes, he is.
There's all types of crazy out there,
this
Kevin.
This is the greatest.
Yeah. So that one, can you just imagine that 911 call? Yes, Blake Shelton's in the woods behind my house. He has a knife. He's trying to kill her. By the way, Eric Church and I are dating. And can you take care of this? Because Dolly Parton's flying in to see us.
She's coming over for dinner.
Don't let Blake ruin our weekend.
Yeah, I have a meatloaf in the oven. Come on.
Where's the meatloaf? Yeah. So that happened, and she was charged with misuse of 911 and taken to the Hawkins County Jail. Now, when they showed up, guess what they found?
Drugs.
Not drugs. Well, probably that too, but
no.
An open bottle of vodka.
That's weird. Yeah, shocking.
So, yeah, this woman, way to go. Mrs. Myers, you did a great job. Way to go. You called on Blake Shelton. So it sounds like Eric Church and Blake Shelton are fighting over the same girl.
I see that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You wouldn't believe who was behind my house last night.
Oh, yeah?
Luke Combs was hanging out there.
What?
I was scared to death.
Yeah. No way!
He was there with his big old beard, and he was holding a spear. It was unbelievable. I went, gee whiz, what are you doing?
Man, Luke.
I know, anyway, but they showed up and decided it wasn't Luke.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't Luke
at all.
Just
another guy with a beard?
Yeah, but it was a good thing it wasn't Luke, because Reba was coming over for dinner anyway.
Reba.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yes, I do.
All right, a feel-good story coming up next for you. Good news for you Rays fans. I'll give you a little glimpse of what's happening with that on 995 QYK. Well, I saw yesterday at the beach a woman who has social distancing figured out. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Kevin, get this.
Yep.
So I'm walking on the beach.
Okay. That's very nice. Nice Wednesday night on the beach. Love it.
Yeah. This woman has her chair. She's by herself. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably in her 60s, which is cool. Everybody's practicing social distancing.
Of course.
So now she has 4 stakes in the ground around her.
Not stakes you eat, stakes, wood stakes. Gotcha, stakes. I'm with you.
And they're about 3 feet tall.
Okay.
Caution tape in a square around her, keeping her safe and away from everybody else. She brought, now, listen, I'm giving her props. She has caution tape.
Yeah.
4 stakes right in the middle, hanging out with her umbrella. Nobody get near me.
No.
I love that.
And no one is getting near her.
No one's going to cross the line.
No one's going past the caution.
It was awesome yesterday.
Yeah. You're going to see more of that type of stuff, like where they just want to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Because like, I've even seen...
I think she was serious, but yeah.
You're probably right, but it's like you go into Publix and stuff, and you see people like... getting creative with their masks just to...
Oh, that's true.
You know, just to be different. So, yeah, I think it's going to be now... It's going to kind of move into this type of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
No, but that's great.
I was like, this is awesome.
Hey, it works.
Well, there was another bar, I forget where it was, that had... they wore inner tubes. And so you push... Did you see that?
Yeah, and I've seen the... Yes, I have. And I've seen the one where they put the pool noodles on their heads to keep people away. Like, I'm like, okay. That's what I mean. It's just that you're going to see all this crazy stuff.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a great time. I think we should do the pool noodle thing for sure. All right, Zapper, trending in Tampa Bay on 99.5 QYK. Kevin, what you got?
Tonight, 7 o'clock, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino opens back up.
Big money, big money, big money.
Big money. Obviously, there's going to be some new protocols, including thousands of alternating slot machines will be turned off to help ensure social distancing. New plexiglass barriers will be at table games, poker games, and customer service areas. Obviously, this is the new norm, but it's opening back up tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, maybe with these guidelines, I'll lose less money.
This is probably going to happen.
Less options. That's less time for me to lose money.
That's right. If you're looking to rent a short-term vacation spot in Pinellas County, you can right now for this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. This is huge. Owners of short-term vacation rental properties in Pinellas County can take reservations for the Memorial Day weekend. This came down yesterday afternoon. Governor Ron DeSantis last week announced that short-term rentals could reopen once each county has submitted a detailed plan on how the properties would operate. The Pinellas County administrator submitted a plan and hours later to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation for approval. 3:45 yesterday afternoon, it got approved, and they can start renting for the Memorial Day weekend, which is obviously the beginning of summer, so that's a great thing for Pinellas County.
It's also a great thing for these landlords and these people that own these who have missed out on this rental money.
Absolutely. The Tampa Bay Comic Con will return as scheduled at the Tampa Convention Center. It's going to be happening July 10th through the 12th. An announcement said they will feature numerous health measures enacted by the venue and various levels of government to keep attendees, exhibitors, guests, and staff as safe as possible. Mandatory temperature screenings, increased cleaning of high traffic areas, and hand sanitizing stations. The occupancy of the main exhibit hall will be strictly limited, as they said in the release.
So are you and your son into that type of thing?
No, I've never been to a Comic-Con. We do love Star Wars. We love Avengers. We love Marvel and all that stuff, but I've never been to comic books.
Okay, gotcha.
I like the movies and stuff, but yeah.
I was really hoping you guys would dress up and go.
We're not. Sorry to disappoint. And finally, a bunch of Bay Area museums are going to be reopening soon. The Tampa Museum of Art made the announcement it will open to its members beginning with an Art Plus member and sponsors only weekend happening May 30th through the 31st. New safety guidelines at that museum. Staffers will be required to wear face masks. Guests are also encouraged to wear face masks. Down in Sarasota, the Ringling Museum of Art will open to its members on Tuesday and the public on Wednesday. So that's great. The Dunedin Fine Arts Center will open on June the 1st, and visitors are encouraged to purchase tickets online prior to arrival. So that's great news. Some of the museums opening back up in the Tampa Bay area, and that is what is trending in Tampa Bay.
You know, I think I've never been so excited to go to a museum. Now there's something to do.
That's right. They're awesome. I love museums.
I appreciate you, brother. The Alabama boy right here, Riley Green. There was this girl on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.